Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce, an Odyssey original brought to you by 94WIP. Al Morganti, Ashlyn Sullivan here with you, getting ready for the best time of year in Philadelphia. I walked outside this morning. It was low 60s. We have playoff baseball this weekend. The Birds are 4-0. And hockey season starting. And this is a really lovely time.
It's awesome. It's red October with some green and some orange. So it's basically a pretty good. You come to Philly, this is the greatest time. I know you're, you know, Florida and all that, but you don't have this fall. You don't have crisp air coming in, and baseball in the fall is just so dramatic. Start of the hockey season and the basketball season, and the Eagles, you know, it's a beautiful thing. They're 4-0 and everybody's bitching, so it's what more could you ask for. So nobody's really got to that point with the Flyers yet. I'm ready for the Phils to get rolling, but can't wait for what's going to be a really different Flyers season, a different energy going on with them. You know, we hadn't barely been in the locker room. They just barely opened it. And it's so weird. It's a whole, in a matter of 1 year, a whole different vibe going on there right now.
Yeah, it is how quickly it changes. And that was even with it being a good place to be last year. But you can tell, one, just how different a roster can look in a year. Like, you walk in there, you're like, whoa, I'm so used to this guy being here, and he's gone, and who's this guy? It's like almost like the first day of school, you got to get used to it again.
Yeah, first day of school. The good part is a lot of these guys know each other from playing internationally or whatever, against or with each other internationally. And you've got young guys that, you know, hockey, you start so young, so that at 23 – you know, you might have been, quote, been around a little bit to play this team, that team, this international competition. So they really do sort of know their game and know each other. So there's a lot of stuff going on. I don't think, Ashlyn, that the some of the expectations for the younger guys are really so pumped up about. And that's normal when it goes on. But I think sometimes it's like we just expect to, or fans expect too much, because part of it's our fault. We'll say, well, didn't he look good in rookie camp? Didn't he look good in rookie camp? He looked so good in college or junior or whatever in the world championships. And you got to realize, man, hit the ice in the NHL, no matter how good you are, there's still a steep learning curve.
There is. And a week to go before this season starting up next Thursday. It's going to be a crazy night in Philadelphia. You got the Eagles playing on Thursday Night Football. You got the Phillies playing. You got the Flyers playing. I don't know what TV station they're going to put us on, but we'll be on.
We'll be
somewhere.
We'll be on the start of the season all the time, and we'll see what happens. But it's a big sandbox in Philadelphia, right? And you can, all the teams can play in it. It's not like it's all exclusively to one, especially with what's going on now. And when you're a hockey fan, I mean, you always find it early in the season, whatever. You always manage to keep an eye on it, on what's going on. So it's very fortunate that you're kind of on the road here.
And I know we'll get into it when we get closer to the game, but the injuries the Panthers are facing, wow, all of a sudden, are they a different team?
They are a different team. And if you want to say this is the time you want to catch them, and they're catching them twice early, this would be the time. Now, who knows the energy, you know, to start exactly the first week of the season. But when you're missing a Barkov and you're missing a Tkachuk, man, that's a couple of really big pistons in your engine that are gone.
Yeah, it's a massive blow. And it was interesting when we talked about the expectations for the young guys. You wanted to pump the brakes because you could feel it coming. I mean, Michkov was one player that we knew was going to always be here, and the expectations were warranted. But I did an interview on Media Day with Alex Bump, and I was blown away by his confidence that he was going to make the team, one, but that he was going to be a major part to this team. It was confidence I was intrigued by because I'd never heard a young player be so upfront about it. And for him to be sent down, frankly, it looked like he was just completely in over his head, which is okay. And I think they made the right move, but the expectations were sky high for this player.
Yeah, coming off a national championship, you're winning games there. Plus, a little bit of the case, I think, of kind of reading the tea leaves wrong, because everybody was saying all the good things about him. He played so well. You know, we looked at it originally and say, well, it's going to be Martone that's here, but Bump played so well. You got to remember, once an NHL roster hits the ice, even a partial NHL roster, and I think with Bump, having watched some of the games, I think the information was coming at him so fast and furious on what to do, how to do things. He spent a lot of time literally on the ice. It looked like our friend Scott Hartnell at times, Hartnell down, that trying to just overcompensate for things. And then the horrible mistake he made on a Saturday night game against Boston in Philadelphia to score an own goal, basically. And what went on, the goalie was asleep too in it. But it was kind of the defining moment, and hardly a case of, well, way overreacting on how good he is. I just think that sometimes it's better to have guys that take their time coming up and kind of get fed that process a little slower than you think. There are the exceptions. You mentioned Michkov. We've seen him so much, but I mean, he's at a different level. Luchenko, I suppose, will go back also. I think we're a little bit disappointing there when you look at it from what we saw previously. You know, who knows? Maybe he'll get his 9 games here. I don't know. But I do think with him, I think he needs a year to be like, even though it's not college, I guess you would call it big man on campus, to come in and be a real confident player again. Because there are times he looked like he was too willing to dish it off or whatever, not just go. And I think he could use that. He, in my opinion, would benefit from going back and being the guy in international competitions or whatever, wherever he's going to play. I think that would really help. But I would warn against the naysayer saying, well, all these praises that you were giving Luchenko and Bump and, you know, it's supposed to be Barkey, this next Bonk, whatever, the next generation are coming up. Doesn't happen that way usually. The better organizations usually go in, I guess the word would be marinate, go in and play a little bit like that. So I think that's where they are. Would have been nice to come in, but it was pretty obvious that Bump was over his head, at least temporarily coming in. But just go back and, you know, put your work in and down there, and who knows, at some point during the season, right back up.
Yeah, an injury happens. I mean, he showed promise. There were parts that flashed, but as a whole, it just looked overall like it would be a mistake to bring him on this team right now when mentally you're just not ready and you need more reps, and that's okay. He's such a young player, so that's totally normal for this to happen. I've really admired Trevor Zegras's honesty and how he views this opportunity, how he's rewriting what people think about him. He's been very honest about how hard it was for him in Anaheim and the expectations for his career. It's really clear he needed a fresh start. He got it. He seems really happy here. He seems happy to be here. And I was asked on WIP when I did a solo shift what I'm most excited for this season. And I almost said Michkov, but I caught myself being really excited about Trevor Zegras. And is this the offense? Is this the getting over the hill of wanting more goals every single night? Is this the guy?
Well, I think, Ashlyn, all of us, like I knew I was unbelievably excited, having seen him early in his career, obviously, and, you know, following him since he was more of a kid than he is now, that he'd be here. But I think part of this is Michkov. I think you need that. We're always looking for chemistry. And you see when they scored that beautiful goal against the Bruins, but I think it's going to be a lot of that to open up things, to read off of each other at times. I think that's what you need. I think Michkov was missing some of that in terms of a teammate to come in. And just stupid things like after practice, you know, I remember doing this as a kid. Like when we had no goalies, we have to hit it off the crossbar to score a goal. And it's like to watch those two doing that. But more than just the competition there, the fact that you're on the ice that long, Because sometimes with players like Zegras, who has a lot of attention off the ice because he's a pretty colorful character, you can't have that without a core, the core being I love to play hockey. And I do think it's, and this is going to sound a bit corny, but a move to the East Coast helps because you can get lost in things in the West Coast. You know, I don't know. Obviously, they've won cups, Anaheim, LA, since the Flyers have won, they've won a lot. But I do think for a guy like him, this is, I think there's a seriousness that comes to it here. And I really like the fact that he's kind of been introspective in this and like at the bottom of everything else. No matter how interesting a player I can be and Michkov can be, I'm a hockey player. And I have to get 100% out of what my talent is. And I think that's what you see. And that's why I'm excited about seeing the off after the practice stuff, the stuff where he talks about playing hockey. I mean, I know everybody's into the social media stuff, and it's fun. No more dress code. What are you wearing to the game? This, that, the other thing. What's your fit? All this stuff. But you got to be a player. And I think – any worries about that anybody had have evaporated. This
Agreed.
Guy's a number one. He's a hockey player, just like Michkov. So what you've got is two really interesting cats who are really, really workaholics. And that's a really good thing.
It is. It's an awesome combination. Everyone should be excited about this because we all know, frankly, the Flyers just need more goals. They need more offense. They still have that defensive structure, but this could be the difference this season of making this Flyers team more exciting. I mean, you need more personalities. Zegras is one of them. So I think it's going to be really encouraging to see how the first month of the season goes for him. And especially looking at the expectations, the first month of the season, how is Sam Harrison going to play? The goalie expectations, knowing that Sam Harrison, he wants to play better. He wants to take on a bigger role, solidifying himself as the number one. I mean, we're hearing what we figured that Carter Hart was going to sign in Vegas and curious, you know, how he plays over there. But this is Harrison's team now.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, but I'll ask you a question to be very honest right now. Are you more optimistic or less optimistic, even though it's, you know, early, you know, just training camp haven't even started? Are you more optimistic that Harrison's going to take it and run with it, or are you more leaning toward, you know, the guy might have a chance to get this job?
I'm less optimistic about Sam Harrison because I haven't seen anything to prove to me that he can handle this extra workload because he didn't last year. Last year was his opportunity. I didn't feel good about it. Is it still potential for him to do it? Heck yes. I mean, can he do it? Yes. But after interviewing Vladar and me writing all my questions to be a backup goaltender and to angle more towards Harrison and how are you here to help Harrison? He's like, I don't want to talk about that. Like, I'm here for me. This is about me. I was like, Oh, we're doing this.
Well, that's I think where you are is where basically the fan base is right now. It's a tough place for Harrison to be at because I think that he's a classic case of seeing somebody as the backup and people wanting, it happens in the NFL, right? When a guy quarterback's not playing, well, where's the backup? Maybe it can be his job, unless you're like the elite quarterback, whatever. But I think a lot of the fan base is right where you are and I are right now. It's like, I'm not so sure. But if you wind back a little bit, part of the reasons you had high expectations for this team last year going into this year was, oh, Harrison might be able to do this. Mm-hmm. You still don't have the positive on it and the preseason. I haven't seen the positive on it. And now you've got people like, well, maybe Harrison. So you might be that team that's got two backup goaltenders.
Yeah.
not to say the others can't go on a run or whatever, but you want to see him take the reins here. And you only get so many opportunities to take the reins. We saw Morgan Frost, not a goalie, but another player, opportunity after opportunity missed on what's going on. So sports fans have very little patience. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we've seen Harrison try. Now, Vladar, God knows, if Vladar comes in and has a really, really strong first game, it'll be like, okay, we got to switch now. Now everything's in, on this guy here. So we'll see what happens. One way or another, though, you wonder if it's going to be good enough to kind of pull them through and stay in a playoff race. I really have a hard time saying that I think it's going to. I actually think it's going to be silly as it's, as usual as it sounds. It's like, are we going to get enough power play goals to kind of pull us through this season? Is Zegras, Michkov, Tippett coming in and playing a little bit net front a little bit and stuff, maybe in small areas playing a little bit better? I'm still worried the goaltending won't be that caliber. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to get there, it's going to be because your power play is that much better than it was in the past.
Yeah, it's going to have to overcompensate. And I think everyone should go in with the expectation that what you need from your goaltending, and it stinks that this is where it's at, is just to steady the ship. Like, yeah. You're not a liability. You're not a plus. You just steady the ship, where we hoped at this point with Sam Erickson's career, you would feel confident saying this is a plus to the Flyers game.
Yeah. And the one thing that all teams will have, and this will be a driving force, unlike the NFL, Major League Baseball, even basketball for the most part, except Olympics. I mean, you know, hockey's got so many players that advance through their career in international competitions. Erickson had a spot on that Four Nations. I mean, it could be again in Sweden to go through that. And the other story is Sanheim and TK with the Olympic team coming up. Sanheim, I think, got a pretty realistic shot, Team mm-hmm. Canada. But I'm curious about TK. You know, didn't play in that last Four Nations game, but earned a spot on that team, certainly as a star. Travis Konechny, to me, because here we are talking about the Flyers going into the season, and who's the big stories? Michkov, Zegras, is York going to do this? But in the reality of what's going on, who's the best player on the Flyers? Well, TK.
Yeah.
And I think that this is going to be a huge first half of the season for him. I don't think he's been particularly good in the preseason, the games I've seen in the preseason. But it's hard for some veterans to go through that. But I do think that in addition to just wanting to play your best or whatever, I think there is a lot there for him to play for. It sounds like selfish, but beyond the Flyers mm-hmm. to earn that spot, play in Italy.
Yeah, and to be, you know, the star, the household yeah. name that we all know he has the caliber of being. I mean, Michkov's getting to the point where he's the star. I mean, he's, when you see a Flyers jersey, you're getting to the point where now you expect it to be Michkov. But for the longest time, that was TK's spot.
Yeah. So we'll see. There's a lot on the plates here. And you can't hide behind the green shadow and now the red shadow of the Phillies going on. Once that puck hits the ice, man, you got to show up.
Yeah, you do. It's going to be a massive start of the season for the Flyers. And that is South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94 WIP. We will see you next week for some real hockey. Real hockey happening next week. We'll see you then.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.